Let us pray. Our Father, how good and how gracious, how merciful and faithful Thou art to us. We bow before Thee this morning with praise and thanksgiving in our heart to Thee, for who is likened unto Thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders among the sons of men. Lord, there is none in heaven but Thee, and none on earth that we desire beside Thee, for Thou art God, and beside Thee there's none other. Surely underneath are Thy everlasting arms. And You said that they that wait upon the Lord shall rise up as eagles upon their wings. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And we thank Thee for this morning, that in Thee we can wait, and upon Thee we can wait, because You said that You didn't tell us to seek You in vain, but You said, call upon Me in the day of trouble, and I will hear Thee. I will answer Thee and show Thee great and mighty things that Thou knowest not. And our Father, we look to Thee this morning, that You will fulfill the word which You have given to Thy child, that You would pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground, and You would pour out Thy Spirit upon our seed and a blessing upon our offspring. And You said they shall spring up as grass among the willows by the watercourses, and they shall say, I am of the Lord. So we do pray this morning that by the power of Thy Spirit, Thou wilt water us. Oh, Thou wilt water us with that rain from heaven. You will pour water upon him that is thirsty, those that have come this way this morning, truly with thirsty hearts, emptied of self and desiring to be filled with that water from above. Will You give us that water? And our Father, not only pour water upon him that is thirsty, but floods upon the dry ground. Those who have come with barren souls this morning, and even those who did not come with a desire, did not come even to seek Thy face, and would not even have Thee, but maybe You pour floods upon them this morning, and Thy grace abound toward them is our prayer. So we give Thee praise and glory and weight in this hour, that Thou mayest be gracious to us. Thank Thee for all You've provided for us. Thank Thee for all that You have given to us. Thank Thee for everything that You have worked in us by Thy Spirit. Thank Thee that You have taught us of Thyself, taught us of our need, and gave us that need to cry after Thee. And, O Lord, that need is present with us this morning. For if ever one poor man needs You, I need You this morning to preach Thy word which You've laid upon our hearts. So we wait before You, looking to Thee to be gracious to us, and to give Thee the praise and honor and glory, for it is in Christ's name that we